from the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
Heidi and Frank Show. A text here says, "Hey guys, I need your help. Y'all are unbelievably good at this. My boyfriend's friend is giving us a sourdough starter, but she is challenging me to come up with a clever name for it. Example, Clint Yeastwood. And go. My money's on Heidi to come up with the best one. Erica." All right. Oh. There you go,
tough,
Heidi.
Really kind of tough to beat Clint Yeastwood.
I got one. Bretty Vedder.
Bretty Vedder. Nice. That's a great one, too. Yeah. Bretty Vedder.
Well, did I win? My God, yeah. You guys.
I think so.
You guys are so good at this.
Yeah.
Oh, you got one, Renee?
Yes. Kind of playing off yours, but Bretty Murphy.
Yes, it is very much kind of playing off
I know.
Mine.
Oh, I had it in my head, and then you said it first.
Oh, really? I know. Okay, I'll allow it. Bretty Murphy, Bretty Vedder. So I guess anything with Eddie, name it Bretty.
Okay, Freddie Mercury.
No. I'm saying if she wants to do that, like she wasn't thinking about Eddie's, like her favorite Eddie.
Okay.
But what not Freddie?
Oh, yeah, I thought his name was Eddie. I always think his name's Eddie Mercury. That's his brother, who was not quite a good, and he had wonderful teeth.
What about Doughy Lawrence?
Doughy Lawrence.
Or Doughy Ramone. I mean, it depends on.
All right, 818-955-2955. You want to help this girl name her sourdough starter? Do you have something? No. Way to kill the show, Erica.
I mean, I will. I'll have 12 of them by tonight. I promise. I'll hand you a list at Morongo.
Is this off the top of your head? Can't.
I'm just.
I got one.
Okay. What do you got?
This is the best one. Avril Lavigne. Oh my God.
Lavigne.
People who make bread are on the floor right now. Yeah. You know, a Lavigne is a small leavened mixture of flour, water, and ripe starter specifically prepared for a single bread recipe.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, who does that?
Avril Lavigne. There you got to go with that one. Whatever. All right, never mind. We can move on. Today is a lot of days going on. Today's National Daughters Day. It's also National Lobster Day and National Comic Book Day. But it's also National One-Hit Wonder Day. And we start talking about that in the 6 o'clock hour. And you weren't here yet, Emo. And so we were all throwing out one-hit wonders. I did throw out one for you. I said it was Butterfly by Crazy Town.
Oh.
But then I was joking and going, no, she would never say that. But I was just like, I go, she's rushing to work in her car right now going, you guys didn't say Butterfly, I'm Crazy Town.
You know me so well.
But I do know you so well because I said, no, she would never say that.
He did say that.
What she would say is Stuck in the Middle with You, Steelers.
Oh, yeah. I have one of their albums. They actually have. I mean, I agree they're one hit wonder because that was their only hit. But man, when you dive into their album stuff, they got some cool songs.
There you go. Maybe that should be one of your Emo's Rock and Roll Magic Show.
Yeah,
it was One Hit Wonder Day. Maybe go through some One Hit Wonders.
Like their deeper stuff. I played them on the show before, their deeper stuff.
Because that should have been a hit.
Mm-hmm.
The second track, B-side.
That's kind of what my whole entire show
is. It really is. You are a second track B-side. Anything else? I mean, I picked that one for you.
First one that comes to my head is, I don't know, you feel like you probably already said it, is Tommy Two Tone. 867-5309.
No, that was not mentioned. Look at you. What was mentioned was Come On Eileen.
Mm-hmm.
Tub Thumping. Heidi said Tub Thumping from Chumbawamba. Jordan said Somebody That I Used to Know from Gautier. He also said I'm Too Sexy, but that's because she was looking at me and that was her first choice.
Of course. That was how we started the show. Yeah.
And then Johnny.
Aha. Aha.
Aha.
Aha.
Take on me.
What about I Just Want to Use Your Love? What's that song called? I Just Want to Use Your Love Tonight.
The Outfield?
Yeah. Is that on the list?
I think they did.
Put Me in Coach. Wasn't that? Who's that?
No, that's John Fogerty.
John Fogerty, yeah. This because it was an outfield thing in baseball. You thought, you're all confused.
Yeah. I'm still thinking about bread puns, so I'm probably not going to be much help during this whole segment.
Somebody said Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit?
For a sourdough name.
Oh.
I was like, one-hit wonder.
Limp Bizkit.
That's good.
Bill Rye, the sourdough guy. Since Bill Nye, the science guy.
Science guy, yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, but it was a sourdough loaf for name.
Yeasty
here.
Boys. Let's see. Snoop Doggy Dog.
Doggy Dog.
Snoop Doggy Dog. Okay, no, it's just too hard.
No.
Susan Sarando?
No.
No, okay.
Mm-mm.
Doughy Parton? Jane Doe?
Jane Doe. I don't know her.
Bread Fox? Bready White?
Bready White. I like Bready White.
Yeah. Oh, Yeast good. Witherspoon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any of those. So, so you don't have to. You can stop thinking about that, Heidi, and stick with us in the moment. She's like, oh my gosh, she's so.
Pissed. I mean, who loves a pun more
she's
than
so
me?
Frustrated, pissed herself.
Oh my
god! Damn it, I can't. I'm blanking, and she's just come on, come back. Think of a one hit wonder.
One hit wonder. I'm gonna go with Hozier. I'll take me to church. I'll worship like a dog.
Is that their one hit? Really?
Did they have any others besides that?
I remember that was a great one. That was recent, but I don't remember if they had a follow-up hit to that.
Yeah, they got a couple of songs that have lots of plays. All right, so this one's got 3 billion
plays. Take Me to
plays.
Church. Yeah.
Take Me to Church.
Yeah.
But then they also have this one called Too Sweet that has 1.6 billion plays.
Yeah, this is huge.
You know you don't gotta pretend. Baby, now and then, don't you just want to wait?
Catalog, they got lots of. It's a work song, has almost a billion. That's 858 million. And that song just came out last year, too.
Yeah, that's
2024 hit.
Very recent hit.
All right.
All right, you're out.
Well, good job.
No, she's like, damn it,
the bread and this? I mean, I'm just going to quit.
I'm just going to quit.
Oh.
All right. This is a song that or a band that reminds me of you with a song, the one-hit wonder, reminds me of you, too.
Let's see.
The band reminds me of Heidi, and the song also reminds me of Heidi.
The band is probably the
band,
torn.
No, the band is exactly has the name of the band is in the song.
Oh wow!
Oh,
one hit wonder.
Bad Company.
From what'd you say?
That's not a bad
company.
So emo thinks that you think I'm bad company. Well, thanks, emo. Thanks, Frank. No. Thanks, everybody. Right, good night.
In this particular hour, yes, but no. otherwise, you've been fantastic.
Oh, great! Thank you.
Let's see. 1983 was the year. 818-955-2955. The name of the band is in the song and it reminds me of Heidi.
My God.
Just the name of the band reminds me of Heidi. And then the song, oh my God.
Wow.
No?
1983.
All right. While you think of that, Lexi has a bread pun. Hello, Lexi.
Morning, Lucky. Fam. Happy belated birthday, Heidi.
Thank you.
What should she name the sourdough?
So I had a sourdough starter named Dobie-1 Kenobi. And the other one I had was Rye Romano.
Rye Romano. Oh, that's good stuff, Lexi. I should give you a prize for that. Do you want to go see Billy Idol?
Can I actually just get a sweater, KLOS sweater, Frank?
Oh, sure. I'll
pumpkin one.
Oh, you want a pumpkin sweater? Let me see if I
have. If you have
There's
it.
A happy face and more of a, like a sinister jack-o'-lantern. Which one would you like, you think?
Oh, they're all gone.
He's rooting around.
They're all gone.
They're gone?
Yeah, they're gone.
Oh, no.
I think, yeah, people snaked through the box, took out sweaters.
Or whatever you have, Frank. Well, I wear them when I go out on my runs.
All right, what size are you?
Medium.
All right, back in the box.
See, are you, he's going back in the box. Is he going to pull a long sleeve shirt or a sweatshirt?
It's a medium shirt.
Okay.
Don't act too excited, Lexi. There you go.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, still help. Okay. I'm like, she wear it on a run. Basically, a running advertisement for us.
That's right. A moving billboard.
Frank, I think I have a guess.
All right.
For what you think that the one hit wonder that is both Heidi in name and in song.
Yeah.
Now does the? I'm gonna play start
it.
Playing.
Just play it.
Is it the Bugles? Video Killed the Radio Star.
No.
Okay.
Well, that's no, because he said the name of the song is in.
The name of the band.
The name of the band is in the song.
Oh, it's in the song.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought because she's a bugle, mouth bugler.
No.
And not it. Obviously the other thing. Jordan Peterson Ugly.
That's not it. This one hit wonder for these people?
Oh, yeah. That's a matter.
Yeah. Okay.
Just one. That's all they had, the Bugles.
Damn it. 1983.
There's one from 1969, though, that I'm sure that email knows. Norman Greenbaum.
Oh, Spirit in the Sky.
Spirit in the Sky. I knew it was one of your favorites. Mm-hmm. That was a one-hit wonder.
That's another one. I have one of his albums, and same thing. And the album that I have, none of those songs are even on Spotify or anything. And,
there's some good ones.
I gotta get me a turntable down at the Crack House.
Oh, can we do that? I would love that.
All right, I will.
Okay. Can we do two so we can go back and forth?
She wants to mix.
I'm
going to
be greedy.
We'll see what I can get going. Okay. Nobody knows this song from 1983 that was a one-hit wonder. Band name is in the song and reminds me of Heidi. Do you know it, Renee?
Is it Big Country?
Yes.
Wow.
In a Big Country was the name of the song. It's In a Big Country, dreams stay with you.
I'm not mad at that. I like it.
Was it bagpipe?
Yeah. Scottish band.
You can turn off bagpipe. All right. Let's see. Others on this list. We have people calling in with their one-hit wonders. Oh, Charles got a bread pun. Hey, Charles, you got a name for the sourdough?
Yeah, I want to go with Freddie Mercury.
Been said.
Yeah.
Beats to it. One-hit wonder.
Oh, Crab's calling in. Crab, you going to show up tonight?
Not tonight, tomorrow.
Good. Oh.
Hey, wait. Hey, all kids, drummers in the 60s, early 60s, played this song, One Hit Wonder. What was it?
Well, I don't care.
Wipeout.
Wipeout. Yes, we used to play on our desk at school.
And I have a bread,
bread pun?
Name.
All right.
He is risen. Right? Jesus?
Yeah, what? I know who that would be.
You know who's he talking about?
He's risen indeed, Crab.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Yeastus Christ. He has risen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeastus. Thank you, Crab.
And you'll cover him and he will rise again.
if someone's on their stereo, they'll do anything you want to listen to.
Nothing like getting out of breath, fake drumming. Jesus. God, that's pathetic. How does Tommy Lee do it?
I don't know. Let's see. Have we done this on the show before? Play that funky music, Wild Cherry. I think it was a history quiz question or something like that. And nobody knew it. That was 1976, One Hit Wonder. Also, oh. These guys just played the KLOS Rock Room.
Oh.
Hoobastank, The Reason, 2004. Oh. Yes, that was their big hit. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Oh, yeah. This was a mega smash.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 1999, the band was, or the Tal Bachman.
Oh, yes.
I know this one too.
Sing it.
Oh. I forget. Who is Randy Bachman?
Yep.
Lullaby? Oh,
no.
No, it's like, is there a flower in the show? Is it like a wildflower?
Aphrodite?
Nope.
Aphrodite?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Crab's wife.
Angel?
She's so high above me.
Aphrodite. That's what I sang in the song. Aphrodite and Joan of Arc.
Oh, I don't know.
Thank
all
you.
Damn words. I mean, that's not the title, though.
Well, I'm saying I knew it.
I'm not grabbing some obscure lyric.
I am, Frank. I'm taking it. I can't get bread puns. I'm taking obscure lyrics. Don't take it away from me.
Aphrodite. That was a bread pun you threw out. I didn't understand.
Like Aphrodite of Joan of Arc.
She's got the best of everything.
That was 1999 was this song.
The 90s probably had a bunch of contributions to this. I know we did Chumbawamba. What about Marcy Playground? Sex and Candy. Do they have anything else other than that?
I smell sex. Probably not.
Candy, you know.
There was from 1997, OMC. The band OMC.
OMC is...
How bizarre. It's really lame-os in the 90s. Smile from the pack. Elephants and acrobats. Lions, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous. Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre.
How bizarre.
How
bizarre. Song is so great.
Oh my God. That same year, the Cardigans had a song.
Oh.
Come on, Johnny. You should know all these.
I know.
Cardigans.
I keep thinking Kiss Me, but I think that's a different band.
It is. Cardigans was Love Fool.
Oh, yep.
The Knack.
Oh, My Sharona.
My Sharona was a one-hitter. How about the 1997, that same year from the Cardigans? A lot of one-hit wonders in that year, 1997. Mighty Mighty Boss Tones.
Oh,
You guys don't know it. That's the impression that I get.
No,
the impression that I get.
There it is.
The Started radio in Colorado. The music director, we used to have such a thing, would play this song a lot. And I was like, why are we playing that song so much? And this, I mean, this was a hit. Came out in 1982, and I didn't start radio until 93. It's 11 years after this song came out, but it was this guy's wife's favorite song. And so it was in heavy rotation. I was like, why in the, you still play, what the? And they're like, it's Jim's wife's favorite song.
Oh, boy.
Like, oh, great. Anybody so know?
I feel like
Jim's wife's favorite song.
Jim's wife's favorite song.
1993.
I mentioned it on the air before. I said that's when I realized like how radio works sometimes. This guy is music director, and he played his wife's favorite song all the time. From the band Soft Cell.
Oh, oh, Tainted Love.
Tainted Love. So much Tainted Love. Like, my God, we play that a lot.
Mm.
Toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all tainted love.
Who does the song, Frank, Bang a Gong?
T-Rex.
Oh, that's T-Rex.
T-Rex.
Is that just they
got,
the one?
No, they got hits.
They got the hits.
He had a whole TV
Jeepster
show.
Jeepster. Yeah.
Mm. Had a
big
movie.
Timer.
Mark Bolan. Jurassic Park.
All right, we got some more. People are calling in with their one-hit wonders. It is one-hit wonder day, and so we just happened to find a list of some of these. Travis has a bread pun, though. Hey, Travis.
Oh, lucky.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What are we naming the sourdough?
Okay, so if that bread recipe is killer, let's go with John Grain Tasty.
John Grain?
Instead of John Wayne Gacy, John Grain Tasty.
John Grain Tasty?
Yeah, man.
No, Travis, no. You're making How Do You Feel Better, though. I appreciate that. Yeah. Gilbert.
Oh. Good morning.
What's your bread pun? For sourdough.
Oh, I have two of them, brother. I have Yeast LA and then Kanye Yeast.
Yeast LA?
Yeast LA and Kanye Yeast.
Oh, mm-hmm. No. All right. Frank's got a bread pun. I still think Avril Lavigne is like, it's up here. But anyway, hello, Frank.
Hey, Frank and Heidi, love you. First time caller.
Oh, first time you called was about bread puns. Oh. You want to name a sourdough? You finally got inspired to call?
Well, I finally got to get through because I listen to on iHeartRadio.
Oh.
So it's always like a 10-second delay.
Just listen on the radio.
Mm-hmm. iHeartRadio, it's an app that
I know what it is, but why not just listen on the radio?
Because I'm not in my work truck. I'm on in the field working around.
Oh, he's got his phone.
Oh,
you can listen on your phone.
All right, all right. So, okay, so what's the bread
pun? Did you guys mention Chumbawamba?
Yep, Tub Thumper. Yeah, it was one of Heidi's. Yep. Mm.
First call, nice. Heidi so had good. One. Mm.
Mm-hmm. So what's your bread pun?
So my bread pun is Bread Zeppelin.
Bread Zeppelin.
Bread Zeppelin.
All right.
Yeah.
I like that. I'll give you a prize for that, okay?
Hey, cool. I love it. Maybe I could.
Do you want to go down to the OC Rewind Fest this Saturday?
Yeah.
You're
that would
going.
Be great.
You're going. Stay on hold. You're welcome. I don't know what you're going to say. I'm going to go one hit wonder or bread pun? Let's do a bit of one hit wonder in between here.
Okay.
We'll sandwich it in between.
Oh, look at you.
Nick.
Yeah, hey guys, what's up?
Hey, Nick.
All right, what is your one-hit wonder?
I got a iPhone 65 Blue and Umbop, the Hansons.
No, Hanson had a couple of hits.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're an excellent band.
One that I play all the time for my daughter, Lucy, is one of their other songs.
Never heard of it.
It was huge.
Yeah. All right, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
You got a bread pun for the sourdough name?
I do. I don't know if it's good enough, but I was thinking Breadward Norton.
Breadward Norton.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of off the Eddie.
Bread Pitt.
Oh, because we've already done. We've exhausted bread at this point.
Yeah, you can't have
Oh my God, Jeffrey Penn, 66, Sour McLaughlin. Oh my God, that's it. One. Sour McLaughlin.
I'm so irritated with myself. I don't even.
Jeffrey, I mean, I'll take a picture of your phone number. I'm going to send you something, Jeffrey. I will. I mean, let me get in here. I'm taking a picture of the text message right there. Okay. Sarah McLaughlin. Or Sour McLaughlin.
Sour McLaughlin.
This is a sour bread starter.
I'm not going to beat that.
I mean, I will bow from my Avril Lavigne, which I know most people were like, that's fantastic. But.
Bread makers.
Bread, I mean, if you know bread, then you know that was.
They're still laughing.
That was brilliant.
I didn't even get to say Steve Glutenberg yet.
Johnny, honorable mention. Top three. Steve Glutenberg, Avril Lavigne, and the winner, Sour McLaughlin. Oh, my God. All right, let's sandwich this between a one-hit wonder. Hello, Johnny.
Sandwich. An oldie but moldy. Jerry Mungo and In the Summertime.
Mungo Jerry, is that what?
Yeah, Mungo Jerry.
Oh, I thought he said.
He said Jerry Mungo.
Oh, that, I was like, what? Another band that has some great deeper cuts.
Sorry.
Wait, I think Baby Jump was a hit.
It really was? What was it?
At least in the UK.
What do you think was it? Well, we're not doing UK hits. I'm not sure with this one. In 1988, is it the LAs or the Las? LA, capital L, small a, apostrophe S. The Las?
That's how I would say it.
The LAs?
It
looks like the Las.
The Las, the Sunco. Oh. You'll know it when you hear it. Here, just play it.
Of course! Oh, 100%. Something like a She's All That type of something.
All those 80s movies.
Wait, no, this came out in the 90s.
88.
Yeah.
88. So it was close to the 90s. 80s are like a high 80s.
But this says 1990.
Well, that's wrong! Mama said it came out in 1988.
Mama said.
Mama's never wrong.
It looks, the album came out in 1990, but it was released as a single.
Okay.
All right, should we even go for more bread puns? I mean, these people don't want to hang up. They must have something great.
Okay.
Hey, Sirigo, or Sergio, I'm guessing.
Sirigo. Yeah, I have a bread pun?
Yeah, okay, what's your bread pun?
Kurt Dopain.
Oh, he's going French on it.
Kurt Dopain.
Yes, exactly.
Kurt Dopain.
Dopain.
Yeah. I hope you lose.
No.
I hope you lose.
I hope you lose. Somebody in the background says they hope you lose.
He did.
Who was that?
Oh, it's my coworker. And they hate you.
I hope you lose.
I hope you lose.
You can't do it. Well, you know what? Just because he hoped you lose, you're going to win. What do you want? Billy Idol tickets? Do you want OC Rewind Fest or MGK and Wiz Khalifa?
Can I get the Billy Idol, please?
Billy Idol. Those are yours. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys.
Laugh in that guy's face for us.
Don't take it.
Yeah. Did the Rembrandts have any other hit besides the Friends theme song?
No. You're right there. I don't think
one hit wonder. The Rembrandts.
I don't think they.
If I can't get a bread pun, I'm taking this one. I'm not losing on both fronts.
All the one hit wonders are popping in your head, but not one single.
Not one bread.
Not one crumb about bread.
Oh, I guess Frank, I just can't slice it. You know. These guys have to be so rich.
This was a rock song. I mean, these are maybe more like pop songs, but as far as like rock song one-hit wonders, I don't even know when this one came out.
The Rembrandts had another top 20 hit with Just the Way It Is, baby.
So I didn't get this either.
I didn't get that either.
Well, but I do love that show with Doughy Tribbiani.
No. I mean, it's not bad, but I mean, at least you know.
I should have said that way early.
You know when you go like axe throwing? That one actually stuck in the plywood.
Right, but it's not anywhere near the bullseye. It's
on the board. The others bounced off and just landed on the floor.
Yeah. If we get 10 of them as soon as we're done, I know it. You're going to hear about it tonight at Morongo. I'm going to whisper in all of your ears with my headphones. I don't care. They're getting used.
The band was Hinder.
Hinder.
Oh. What was the one-hit wonder from Hinder?
The eyes.
Nope, but you're on the right track.
Eyes of a face of an angel. Angel.
Nope. As an angel in it. Yeah.
Angel
in a body part.
Angel face. Angel.
No. Nope.
Angel. Angel.
Something that you covet.
Angel.
Another women.
Arms.
No.
No.
Arms. Angel.
Body part of an angel.
Yeah.
Angel wings.
Angel.
No. Angel's face.
In this area,
it's something on the face of an angel.
Angel mouth.
Eyes.
Lips of an angel.
Lips of an angel.
God, that's painful.
Coming from the lips of an angel. Hearing those words, it makes me weak. Let's go. Never want to say
of an angel.
Oh
my God. This guy's in trouble.
He's in trouble, man. He's worse than that Coldplay dude. You get the lips of a chipmunk. Fire Marshal Bread.
Yeah, I like how you combine it.
Let me make you something.
Let me make
you
something.
All right. Let's see what else we got. There's a lot of people calling in still with their one hit wonders. So we just did a one hit wonder and also had a bread pencil. I guess we're going back to one hit wonders. Hello, Kathy. You got one?
I do. Actually, I wanted to clarify something because someone mentioned Soft Cell and Tainted Love.
Yeah.
They actually have another one called Sex Dwarf. And it's a very erotic... What?
Sex dwarf?
Dwarf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have a video that goes with it. It's pretty erotic. It would be a great VIP experience.
Well, I don't know if we can pull up the video and play it on VIP, but...
Sex dwarf.
I'd love to hear a little sex dwarf.
Okay. Oh, my God, me too. It's a first...
Soft cell.
Uh-huh. It starts out like... Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do
Down the high street, you've got the attraction, you've got the pulling power. Walk my little doggy, walk my little sex dwarf. We can make a scene with your team.
This is scary.
The headline sounds like a
what if Jim's wife likes this?
I'm sure she had him in a leash walking him around the house.
This is so Silence
that
the
was
Lambs.
The same woman. No, this is too fast for Silence of the Lambs.
Yes.
This is like the dancey version. Of the Silence of the Lambs. But this was the same woman who made Jim wipe his penis after peeing.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So were the dribbles in his underwear. Yeah. And she like brought that up. She's like, yeah. I think it was at a party. And I think it might have even been at Jim's house. And he invited the staff over, the air staff. He's the music director. Program director's there. I mean, that's his boss. And maybe the head of sales people that were cool. And Jim went to the bathroom during the party and comes back out and she goes, "Did you wipe, Jim?" In front of all of us. We're like, "What? Did you wipe your penis?
Come on."
I swear to God. And he's like, "Yes, I did."
They can't still be together. There's just no way.
And he's like a head honcho now, like in radio. Like he was the music director back in the day when I started. So it's been 35 years or, you know, that he, I think he's like a huge guy for like iHeartRadio.
My God.
Like he's up there.
Well, at least you know his underwear are tidy and you know, clean.
But yeah, and then she's like proceeded to like, we all had to, it's like Christy, your wife. Like she would tell the story about this in front of everybody. It's like there's no faucet or filter or family secrets.
Shut up.
Yeah, Johnny even dribbles in his pants and I had to tell him to wipe his penis every time because I was sick of cleaning him. It's so gross. He just dribbles. And she's telling the story. We're all just like, what? And this is with his work friends.
Yeah. She's a bitch.
Oh my God. There's so many wives out there who just like love just to throw their guy under the bus when in front of people. It's ridiculous.
That's horrible. Oh my God. That's a to the grave. That's so vulnerable and private.
I know.
God, it's
Let's see. Okay, has a bread pun and a one-hit wonder. All right, let's go to Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hello.
It's National One-Hit Wonder Day, and we also had a listener who has they're getting a new starter for a sourdough bread, a yeast starter. So, you have a one-hit wonder suggestion and also a bread pun to name the yeast starter?
Yeah, Head Yeast.
Head Yeast.
Like the band Head East? Is that the Never Been a Reason? Is that your one-hit wonder?
Absolutely.
Oh, he combined. Wow. Look at that.
Wow.
All right, I got to give you a prize just for combining the one-hit wonder with a bread pun. So do you want to go see Billy Idol?
Billy Idol or The Who, either one would be awesome. Billy Idol would be better.
I don't have The Who.
Billy Idol would be awesome, yeah.
All right, you're going to Billy Idol. That's tonight's Kia Forum. Stand hold.
When I have the album up and there's so many great deep cuts.
You love the deep cuts. There's never been any reason for you to think. Band should learn this song.
We actually put this on our little playlist of covers that we want to eventually
do.
Oh,
yeah, you got to learn this song. Yeah. I'd love to see the
poppies.
I knew. The poppy seed.
It's poppy seed.
We got a gig Sunday.
Yeah, another bread pun of the band, the poppy seeds. Ooh, yeah. I wonder if Head East ever went on tour with Go West.
I don't think so. It'd be too confusing.
No?
Yeah, we're
Go West might have been a one-hit wonder. What the hell was their hit? You got it?
Yeah. The King is of Wishful Thinking.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is in the Pretty Woman soundtrack, I believe. If I'm correct. I'm over you, cause I'm the king of wishful thinking.
Yeah, because we go through phases of cheese. Mm-hmm. Where it's like these songs are like, hey, yeah, these hits.
Not really.
All right, well, let's move on to that one quickly. Joey's got a bread pun. Hey, Joey.
Hey there.
What's your bread pun?
I have a bread pun. Marlon Brando.
Another dough one.
Come on.
No, how about this? Marbled Brando.
There you go. You one up me.
Yes.
You one up to me.
Marbled. See, that's what I do. Thank you, Joey. Deep Cut Dennis has a one-hit wonder and a bread pun. Are they combined?
No, they're not, but they're both. You have to be old to get either one of them.
All right. Let's hear the bread pun first.
The bread pun is, this was a show in the 50s, and it was called Dobie Gillis.
Dobie Gillis. Yeah, yes,
yeah, you got to be old for that. And what's
his
old one-hit wonder you got?
Did anybody say Louie Louie by the Kingsmen?
I don't believe we did, no.
Good one.
Are we going to see you tonight, Dennis? You coming out to the happy hour in Morongo?
Not tonight. Going to try to make it tomorrow, though.
Yeah. What Dennis is referring to is making it tomorrow. We're doing a live show up in Morongo starting at 10 a.m., 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's called the Morongo Midday Getaway. So, everybody, I want you to call in sick or just play hooky and come up and hang out with us for the Midday Getaway. 10 lucky people will be selected. Don't know how we're going to select them, but, I don't know if it's going to be how they select people on Let's Make a Deal. You got to wear something stupid. You're all dressed up. It's like, I'm the queen of hearts. I don't know how
I'm a drunk raccoon.
I don't know how we're going to select you, but 10 lucky people. Probably would be like this.
I think we did tickets last
I think we did
time.
Tickets, yeah. A little raffle. So it's totally random. Yeah. And then we'll be able to play a $500 blackjack hand. And then you keep all the money. Minus 15% for my connection fee. But other than that, it's all yours.
So Dennis is going to save tonight and show up tomorrow, right?
Save tonight.
Eagle eye cherry. Save tonight. Nicely done.
Sounds like it. Nina Cherry's brother.
Yeah, come tomorrow, guys.
Save tonight. Because if you don't, I'm going to be a bitch like Meredith Brooks.
Oh, Meredith Brooks had a one hit.
I'm a bitch.
I'm a child. I'm your mother. I'm a saint.
Talk about the anthem for all women of that era. I mean, I think Meredith Brooks stole it from,
Alanis.
The torch from Alanis' album.
Mm-hmm.
She came out with bitch. To see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything. I'll roll into one. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. I do not feel ashamed. I'm your She's kind of right there, you know what I mean?
You know what you're getting.
Yeah, you know, bitches, you can, be bitches can be fun.
Mm-hmm. Love you, babe.
Yeah. Ditto, babe. Right, boo? Love you, boo.
Gia Jordan, real quiet. I'm your hell and I'm your dream.
Close out the show. You can call up and we'll play the song and you shout out your wife. 818-955-2955. You wouldn't want her near the way, but she's a bitch. Give us a call. 818-955-2955. Give her a shout. Let the world know that you love that bitch.
Hey, babe, I called the radio today.
I shouted you out.
Really? Why? What were they doing?
No, we got to go.
It's not even
my
birthday. It's not even my birthday. It's not our anniversary.
I wish you happy bitch day. What? Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Happy bitch day. Happy belated, babe.
I'm a bitch. Happy belated. I'm a
child. I'm a mother. Hey, Tom, shout out your wife.
No, I have a son.
I want you to shout out your wife.
Don't be a pussy.
Come on, don't be a pussy, Tom. Say her name. Isaac, shout out your wife, and I'll let you give us your bread pun.
Okay.
Wow.
You guys,
who's your wife?
It's Jeff, shout out your wife, and I'll let you do your one hit wonder.
What's up, babe? Sandy.
Sandy. Oh, Sandy's a bitch. Stay in hold real quick, Jeff. All right, Johnny, shout out your wife, and I'll let you play your one-hit wonder.
All right, cool. Dina Santos.
Oh, my God. Dina Santos gave her the whole name. Everybody knows Dina.
Government name.
Everybody knows Dina's a bitch. Hey, Daniel, shout out your wife, and I'll let you do your one-hit wonder.
Christina.
Christina! Miss Christina! Drop the quiet, Renee. He's like, zip.
Zip.
Lips are sealed.
I want dinner tonight.
Lips are sealed.
Hey, Greg, what's your wife's name?
Amy.
Amy! Start it over. Start it over. Here we go.
The top.
Cue into the chorus. We got 2 minutes of shout outs. Shout out your bitch. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. Matthew, shout out your wife.
Hey, shout out to Jill.
Jill!
I'm wanted any other way. So take me as I am. All right, Isaiah, shout out your wife.
Yo, shout out to Marissa, 9 years, happily married.
Marissa!
Oh, you crazy bitch. Thank you, Isaiah. Two extremes. Tomorrow I will change, and today won't mean a thing. I'm a bitch, I'm a Jesse, lover. Shout out your wife. I'm a child, I'm a mother, I'm a sinner. Jesse.
Yo, Jesse.
Shout out your wife.
Yeah, yeah. Francis, play a Bitch I Love You by Black Joe Lewis.
Francis.
All right, Drew, shout out your wife.
Genesis, you a bitch.
Shout out your wife.
Veronica, I love you, bitch.
Veronica! Love
you, bitch. I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. I'm a sinner. I'm a saint. Hey, Norm, shout out your wife.
Christine. You talk too much.
You talk too much.
Wow.
Shout out your wife.
Monica Paul.
Monica.
Thank you, bitches, for showing up every day. Show up tonight up at Morongo for our happy hour, 7 to 9, and join us tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Morongo Midday Getaway. We'll see you out there. Let's apologize now so we can get on the road. Heidi.
Peter Brady, Trader Joe's, Ice Truckers in Deutschland, yeah.
Instacart, Coffee Smugglers, Heather Locklear, and Potsy's hairdresser, Brandy.
Casa Vega, Dollywood, Tears for Fears, and Sexy Ben Kenobi.
Cracker Barrel, Blue Oyster Cult, Cheryl Teagues, and Billy Joel.
Jack the Ripper, Fire Marshal Bill, Morongo, and Doughy Tribbiani.
Marv Albert, Henry Ford, Avril Lavigne, and Sour McLaughlin. You really have to listen to the whole show brought to you by GimmeTheVin.com. We are Heidi and Frank.
That means you too, Will Wheaton.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.